Hello, my dears. Welcome back to another episode of Main Character Energy with Josephine Moon. I know it's been literal decades since you've heard this absolutely gorgeous voice, but you know, I've been living life. I was going to say I've been doing so much, but I literally, also I'm going to be going in and out of this like weird fake accent that I've made up, so bear with me. But I really haven't been doing much, but I just have been exhausted. You know those times in life, oh, watch me, here I go. It's been so long, but I'm ready to deep dive right into a rant. But you know those times where like you just have absolutely no energy for anything? That's how I felt like the past 3 months. And I do say that as someone who like pretty much goes out nearly every single night, but still, I barely have the energy for that. So let alone sitting down and recording an episode, then editing, and just being a mother to my sweet little Ginger, like, it's just a lot for me to handle. But, you know, I think I'm going to get my life together and try to pump out some episodes, you know. Let's see. Let's try and recap you on what's been going on the past 3 months since we had our last episode. And literally, nothing's been going on. I've just literally... Nothing. I'm trying to think of some things. Like, I've seen a few Broadway shows. I've made some new friends. I've kind of gotten rid of, you know the drill, guys. I've kind of gotten rid of some people that just I don't have the energy for. I really cannot think of anything that I've been doing that's, like, so fascinating to tell you guys. I feel like I had a lot of stories to tell you guys over the past few months of, like, just some very wild behaviors from like people around me, but this podcast of mine is like a double-edged sword, because like I can come on here and rant to you guys about like the insane people in my life who just do like idiotic things to me, and then they'll like listen to the episode and be like, oh, I didn't know I did that, like beep bop beep bop boop. I'm like, ugh, I'm kind of over it now. Like, I appreciate the apology or the acknowledgement of what you've done, but I'm kind of over it. It happened 3 or whatever amount of time ago. So it's like, should I talk about these things or should I not? But I use this podcast to just rant about things that I'm thinking about. I don't know. I'll think about it. I really will. But we have lit. Oh my God, I need to stop. I need to calm down. I need to. I have so many stories to catch you up on. And you might hear some of these stories and be like, yo, this literally happened like 4 months ago. Well, yeah, it's middle of March, and the last episode I gave to you guys was like right before Christmas, I believe. So some things we're just going to like speed by, and other things we're going to take our time on. What else do I need to talk about? I don't know. This world is just crazy. There's a war going on between Ukraine and Russia, and it's just so sad seeing all the pictures and videos going on. It's just like, what a world we're living in right now. Like, just when you think like life is getting good, gas prices go up, there's a war going on. Like, it's just, we've really been living through a lot the past 2.5 years. And I think I can speak for everybody under the sun when I say we've had enough. We've absolutely had enough. Also, I just completely unrelated. I just realized that I say absolutely a little too much. I'm still going to, but I acknowledge that I do. What else is going on? I took a trip to Miami about a month ago, and that was quite an interesting time. I might be going to Nashville. I might be going to California. There's really nothing interesting going on in my lives right now, you guys. Like, there really isn't, and I apologize, but, you know, maybe in this next month I will be ready to give you guys some wild and crazy stories. But until then, let's get into some stories. So our first story is one of many, is just going through all the people that have tragically passed away this year. So we had Betty White, who passed away right before her 100th birthday. The legendary actor Sidney Poitier passed away, I think, in late January. Andre Leon, who was the Titan in fashion for a very long time. Everyone's favorite father figure, Bob Saget, has passed away as well. And Tracy Braxton recently passed away a few days ago. It's all very sad and very tragic. there's not really much to say when someone passes away other than that. We're going to move on to our second story. Actress and comedian Tiffany Haddish was arrested earlier this year. I feel like I've said this before, but I just don't understand how rich people can get a DUI. Like, well, literally anyone on the planet can get a DUI, but especially rich people. Like, have a driver. Don't you have an assistant? Like, get a personal car. Like, I just don't understand it. But she was arrested for a DUI earlier in January somewhere in Georgia. And she went on a talk show afterwards and made, like, a little joke about it. But she ended up saying that she was sorry and that it's not going to happen again. And all the other BS that celebrities say when they do something dumb and embarrassing. So, I mean, to be fair, I'm not, like, the biggest fan of Tiffany Haddish. I don't really find her to be that funny, but I'm sure other people do. To me, she's very similar to Kevin Hart. Like, I just don't find them funny. It's not my kind of humor. That's my kind of humor. Giggle, sorry. I just don't find her funny. But it was, like, whenever this came out, I feel like everyone was, like, so shocked about this. I wasn't very shocked. I was just disappointed. And that's all I have to say on the matter. Let's move on to the next story. So our next story is, I mean, to me, it's not that interesting, but I know so many people love this couple, allegedly. So Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra Jonas welcomed a baby earlier this year via surrogate. And slight pause on, well, not pause, but dash on the Jonas news. Joe Jonas and Sophie, I guess Jonas, are pregnant with their second child as well. They're just like popping out babies over there, left, right. There's so many of them. I don't know if anyone else saw this. I feel like I have not really ever spoken about Nick or Priyanka on this podcast, but let me just deep dive and tell you how I feel about them. They're kind of irrelevant, but I also feel that it's a fake relationship. And I know what you're going to say. They're married. They have a baby together. They've also been together for quite some time now, like 4, 5, maybe a few more years. So, like, okay, they're really putting in work to the fake relationship. But I don't know. Something about it to me has always seemed fake. And it's not the age difference. It's not the color of their skin. I just feel like there's no connection there. There's no chemistry there. They'll have like a few like cute little moments on the red carpets, but I'm just not fawning over them. I'm not like obsessed to hear about their love story. I could go the rest of my life never hearing a word about them. Also, Nicholas just really annoys me. He's always there, but he's always doing nothing. He's not giving vocals anymore. Not since Jealous came out or the other song that I can't remember like 7 years ago. His musical gifts are no longer giving what they used to give. So just him as a whole and as a relationship, not vibing. Joe, on the other hand, he's just kind of there as well. He doesn't annoy me as much. I do think him and Sophie are a real relationship, but he's also kind of annoying. The only one that I really like these days is Kevin. And who would have known Kevin was going to be like the secret winner of my heart 15 years later? He was so, you know what, let's not disparage his name from years ago, but he really is the MVP. I don't think it's talked about enough. And he really grew into his looks and his personality. It took over a decade, some would say, but he got there. And now, low-key, he's the one winning. I don't know. I feel like a little bit more respect needs to be given to Mr. Kevin, middle name Jonas. And I'm here to give him that respect. And that's all I'll have to say on the matter. Oh, and I guess, like, congratulations to the baby Jonas's, plural. Let's keep going with the pregnant news, because everyone is literally popping out babies. Next story, Miss Rihanna, last name, is it Fenty? I really don't know. Whatever. Miss Rihanna is pregnant with her first child with alleged local rapper. Alleged local rapper A$AP Rocky, who, I'm going to be honest, I really don't know who he is, and not to be racist. Actually, I don't really think I can be considered racist on this because I'm literally the same color as them. I literally get
ASAP Rocky and Travis Scott confused on the daily. Not that I speak or think about them on the daily, but anytime they pop up, I'm like, which one is which? They look exactly the same. I think one of them is like half a shade lighter than the other. They have the same dead look in their eyes, no personality. They just stand next to their billionaire counterpart. Like, they just don't bring anything to the table. We're all thinking it. Or maybe it's just me. Everyone seems to be obsessed with Travis. Well, I guess not anymore since that happened. But before the whole Astroworld situation, people were licking his buttholes left and right after like a dirty night. And now, crickets. So maybe everyone's turning their tune. Sorry, back to Rihanna. She's having her little baby with this peasant man. And since she's become pregnant, and this is, I don't know if this is going to be a controversial opinion, but it's my opinion, so it could be controversial. But I think I'm, quite honestly, the only person on the planet who's not loving her maternity wear. Like, if you want to have your belly out, have your belly out. I really don't care. But it's, to me, not serving the look that everyone seems to think it's serving. Like, a crop top with your belly out. It's just giving lazy to me. It's not giving fashion. Like, I'm not vibing with it. I'm sorry. I don't think it's next level. I don't think it's insane. I'm just bored of it. But I guess I'm happy she's having a baby with this man, even though he's had some controversial opinions in the past about darker women of color. So I think it's going to be very interesting to see him have a child that's of darker skin when he made those comments. So we shall see. But I guess congratulations to Rihanna. I should really say congratulations to is his name Travis or A$AP Rocky? Okay, sorry. I should say congratulations to Mr. A$AP Rocky because he is set with Miss Billionaire Rihanna, not the other way around. We love to see the gender role reversal. I mean, I don't want that to happen, but like, I love to see it. Let's move on to the next story. This is also going to be one that's like a combination of people who got engaged, just because every single one of these people that got engaged, I'm not really that invested to do a full deep dive on how I feel about them. But just in case you did not know, Miss Olympic winner, Simone Miles, that's Simone Miles if he didn't understand me, is engaged to boyfriend Jonathan Owens, who I've literally never heard of. He plays for the Houston Texans. They got engaged on Valentine's Day, literally the most unoriginal time to get engaged. And honestly, just like a side note for my future husband, just in case he's listening, and honestly, he probably should be listening, but we'll deep dive to that later. Do not ever propose to me on a holiday. It's embarrassing and it's ghetto. Like, also, don't propose to me in front of like a large group of people, because what if I say no because the ring isn't cute? Like, let's not embarrass ourselves. It could be private. Oh, why am I going on a tangent? Okay, sorry. The next person that got engaged this past year is Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. Megan Kelly. The ring was quite interesting, actually. I'm really vibing with, like, these type of rings that kind of have two, not diamonds, but what's it called? Not crystals. Like, two types of forms of rocks or whatever you want to call them on the ring. I'm, like, kind of vibing with it. It's very new age. It's very, I don't know if it's original, but it's giving unique New York, and I'm kind of obsessed with it, I must say. I do think they're gonna be like married and popping out kids within the next 2 years, because they're just like such a psychotic couple that is going to last till the end of time. But speaking of engagements that I don't know is gonna last till the end of time, because it's really suspicious, Colton Underwood is engaged to his, I was going to say fiance, but obviously, to his boyfriend. I've already told you guys how I feel about Colton Underwood. I think he is a fraud. And I think that whatever situation he was going through did not warrant the behavior that he was giving to people. And that's all I'll say on that, because I don't need to rehash it over and over. But he's engaged to his husband. Oh my God, I can't freaking speak. He's engaged, and I'm really not interested. Him and his partner look so beyond confused. I don't know if I see it lasting. He was on some talk show the other night, and he said they probably won't be getting married for like the next 2-3 years, because all the courts are, all the wedding stuff has been backed up for the past 3 years because of COVID. But I'm like, you're rich, like you can make something work. So we're going to see if that actually properly goes through. But I think that's everything on the engagement front. Let's get on to a different story. On to some very sad and disgusting, I don't know if it's sad, but disgusting news. Jerry Harris from the hit TV show Cheer pled guilty to child pornography charges, is going to face up to 50 years in prison. He said, yes, it's true, Judge. Yes, I am guilty, Judge. This boy is 22 years old and is facing up to 50 years in prison. It's just, I don't know if we've talked about this on the show yet, but it's just very sad and it's disgusting and it's heartbreaking. We're going to deep dive into Cheer season 2 and the whole Jerry situation and the team and everything, because I think the way it was handled was very disappointing. But also at the same time, like, how else are you supposed to feel when this is going on? It's very conflicting. But he's pled guilty. I don't know when he's going to actually be going to jail, because I really don't understand the federal government system. I don't even know if that sentence made sense, but you know what I'm trying to say. Because, like, you plead guilty and then you're, like, free-ish for, like, a few months until you're actually taken to jail or prison. Like, who made up this rule? If you're guilty, you go straight to jail behind the little bars. You don't get to go out and kind of, like, prepare yourself to go to jail. You're guilty. I don't know. It's just, it's giving suspicious. It's giving fraudulent. But we're going to deep dive into that a little bit later. So on to the next story. Jesse Smullier has been found guilty on 5 counts of felony disorderly conduct. He's going to face 150 days in jail, 30 months of probation, $120,000 restitution, and $25,000 fine. Now, there's a lot going on with this case because, one, he still wants everyone to believe that he is not guilty, and for some idiotic reason, even though we've seen all the proof that he idiotically left out for everyone, that he's not guilty and that he's being set up and that this is all a lie. However, I don't know how I feel about this situation, because everyone, well, not everyone, I feel like everyone is on, it's one or the other. So you either think that, like, he deserves all the penalties that he got, or the penalties are a little bit exaggerated for the case. No one was killed, no one was hurt. It was just really embarrassing and a waste of law enforcement's time. So I don't know what I feel. I feel as though, like, especially since he's holding on to the fact that, like, he is not guilty, it kind of fits because he's a little delusional and I need an example to be made. But at the same time, there are a lot of other actors and actresses who have done far worse. Not as embarrassing, but far worse when it comes to, like, hurting someone else's life or things like that. And they didn't get this type of punishment, even if they are of different races. So I really don't know if this penalty is too much. I don't know. How do you guys feel about this? Like, I don't know. I really don't. And I'm sorry I came on here to tell you I don't know. But, like, 150 days. What's that? Like, 5 months in jail. 30 months of probation is what? 2.5 years? 2.5 years probation. $125,000 fine. And a 25. That's just, it's kind of a lot. I feel like he definitely should have to pay the police department and whoever was involved for all the time and energy and funds that they put into trying to help solve the case. But I think, and the probation, I think, is definitely warranted. I don't know if 5.5 months in jail is enough or if it's too much. I don't know. To be in prison with, like, actual criminals when all you did was, like, really embarrass yourself and lie to the public. I don't know how I feel about that, you guys. I'm going to put a poll on Instagram to see how the crowd is feeling. I'm 50-50, but I'm sure I could be easily swayed by someone. That's how much I'm just like, yeah. I don't know. The next story I was going to talk about was going to be the whole Drake and the hot socks in the condom thing. But I just think it's so embarrassing on both accounts. And
I'm just horrified at the thought of it. So I really don't want to speak about it. So let's move on to the next. Sir Thomas Brady, at the very beginning of the year, I think it was January 1st, all the news came out that he was going to be retiring from whatever godforsaken team that he's on. And it literally came out like 2 days ago. He's like, you know, my time off the field isn't, it's not there yet. I think I'm ready to go back in. Blah, 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 blah. Everyone was up in arms, like literally losing their mother effing minds that this old fart was going to retire. And I was like, JK, come back. Like, stay gone, sir. Stay gone. Why don't you let some of the newer kids, like, pop up their name, do what they got to do. I mean, I feel like I would have more to say on this if I knew anything about sports, especially football. But I have not one thought on this other than the dramatics of it all is really irritating to me. And Sir Thomas, like, stay home with your sweet loving wife, Giselle, I believe her name is, and your three kids that you kiss on the mouth very regularly. Suspicious, but they've got a foreign mother, so you never know. I don't know. I just, if I cared about sports, I would have a lot more to say and I'd probably be ecstatic, but I'm not over the moon about it, you know? Speaking of people that I'm not over the moon about, next story is going to be my favorite person in the entire world. I bet you guys know who I'm about to be talking about. Sir Harry, Prince Harry, formerly known as. There was news that broke, like, what am I on, CNN? There was news the other day that said that it was confirmed that he is not going to be attending his grandfather's funeral in London. However, he is absolutely prepared to go to the Netherlands for the Invictus Games in April. I just, this man really, I really try to think of like something nice to say that's not cruel. He just really irritates me. And I believe he's not going because he's like taking a stance because he had some type of qualm with the British government for denying him police protection in the UK. But the police protection that he was being denied was allowing guns to be on the officers, which is not allowed on most officers over there. So it's just not the vibe. That's an American thing where you just, everyone's carrying guns and shooting people left and right. You know, they don't do that in London. So I'm told, according to this article. I also really don't like that they keep calling him Prince Harry. That's not his title anymore, but whatever. I don't actually know what his last name is. Harry what? Formerly Prince Harry is what we're going to call him. I just don't have much to say about him. He irritates me. He's always whining about something. He has all these amazing thoughts. And he's just constantly griping like a petulant little child. So that's all I'm going to say on it. But the way he's behaving is really making Meghan look a lot better. So maybe he should keep behaving like this and maybe I'll like her a little bit more. But maybe she's staying silent because he knows. Because she knows that he's being a fool and it's making her look better. I don't know. Either way, the plan is halfway working on me. So I would say keep it up, but it's a little bit of embarrassment. Side news to this. Our sweet Lizzie, Queen Elizabeth, had COVID, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And she's recovered and doing well and back to normal business on, was it Commonwealth Day? Was what happened yesterday? Something like that. But they all seem to be doing well on that side of the family that we stand with, at least over here at Main Character Energy. That's the side we've chosen, if you couldn't tell. But that's all I have to say on that repugnant beast. So let's move on to our next story, which is kind of some sad news, depending on how you feel about this person. The Wendy Williams Show, after, I believe, like 10 to 14 years, it's somewhere in that number range, her show has been canceled due to her health reasons. I think I don't know if it's been rehab or what it has been going on, if she has dementia. I can't truly recall what she has. But the show has been canceled, which is kind of sad because, like, she, say what you will about her, she is insane. But there is a reason her show has been on daytime television for 10 plus years and still gets the numbers. She's entertaining to watch. She says some out of pocket things, but sometimes she's saying what the people are thinking, and she's also just hysterical. And she's worked her way up from radio to having her own television show, to have it taken away from her,
by her beastly ex-husband to now all the health issues she's having. It's just sad, but hopefully she can get better enough to come back to her show, because from what I've seen is that she's really heartbroken about the show being canceled. They try to like prolong it because she's been off the show for I think the past 6 months with like different co-host or whatever, and they just didn't know when she was going to come back, so they've given the show over to Sherry Shepherd, which I'm not really dying to hear anything Sherry has to say, so I don't think that show's going to be on for very long, but it's sad. Okay, so I want you guys to bear with me on this next story. We are going to talk about Miss Britney Jean Spears and the Jamie Lynn Spears interview with Call Her Daddy, but it's also been a while since I heard this interview, so I'm going to try to recall everything in my beautifully twisted mind. But let's start with the good news before we deep dive into the interview and everything that's been said, and before we talk about Miss Britney Jean Spears and where she's at in her life right now, because it is a confusing place for everyone that's watching. Anywho, Miss Britney Jean Spears has been given a book deal for $15 million, which we are proud of her, but I must say, I have three thoughts on this, so bear with me. The first thought is that, why is it only $15 million? I feel like that is not enough for something that we all really want to know about. I say this because it's supposed to be like one of the top 10 book deals that have been given out. And I think like the number one book deal that was given out was to the Obamas, which was for $40 million, I believe, for two books, so $20 million each. And then the next one after that, I think was like, I want to say Bill Clinton, but I don't think that's right. I think it is Bill Clinton though. And his was like 24. So, and I don't know, maybe it's just me being like a pop culture girly and I really don't care about politics. I would much rather have a $45 million deal from Miss Britney Jean than from old pervert Bill. Like, maybe that's just me. I think we already know what's happened with Bill. What's short for, is it William? Billford. It's not Billford, but I kind of like that more than William. It's a bit dull. So I just find that strange. Point number two, why did it have to be a book deal? I know there's been like three or four documentaries about freeing Britney, but they've also been from people who are no longer close to her or no longer in her life. I'd rather, and maybe there's just too much to get into, but I would rather like a three-part documentary sit down with her and the person of her choosing, whether it's Oprah, whether it's whoever, because I really don't want to read a book. Like, I don't have time to sit down and, well, I do, but I'm not going to make time to sit down and read what's going to be a 300-page book about Miss Britney Jean's life and all that's gone on. I would rather her kind of get her thoughts together and her feelings on a lot that's gone on in her past and sit down with someone for like a two-part series with like Netflix or HBO or someone where there's no commercials. It's just her, someone asking questions and telling us what she's been going through. I would rather her get like a $40 million deal off of that, as well as like all the stuff that comes with it. I would just much rather hear that. Maybe that's just me. I don't need to hear on a podcast talking about it. Like, I want the works, HBO, Showtime, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, whatever. That's what I want. Third point. What was my third point? I feel like those were my main 2 points. My third point was, it's slated that this book is probably not going to come out for like the next year or 2 years. And she is going to have someone like helping her write, like kind of get her thoughts together in like a proper manner. But I feel like she's going to have to relive and go through a lot of the trauma that she's either forgotten or pushed deep down because of all the medication stuff she's been on. So I just know it's going to be a long time before this book comes out. And I will have lost, I don't know if I'd say I'd lost interest, but I won't be as interested as I am now if it were a sit-down interview, say, happening in July, you know, or like end of the year, like a Christmas bonus special. That would just, that would make me so happy. A Christmas special with Miss Britney Jean Spears. I'm gagging already. But on the frustrating point of this story, I'm really, it's been a while since I podcasted, and if you guys can't tell, I'm very sober because you don't hear a drink clinking around in the background. And I'm just really trying, oh, my voice. And I'm just trying to get my life together just for today. Like, I'll be blackout tomorrow, but it's a Monday and I need to calm down for now. Anywho, Miss Jamie Lynn Spears also wrote a book, which I think we've spoken about a little bit and you've probably seen literally everywhere. I feel as though there are two sides, in any type of story. There's three sides to every story. Yours, theirs, and the truth. But I do feel as though, just generally speaking, there are two sides to the story, just because there is an age gap. Oh, I don't even think I, before I go into this, Jamie Lynn sat down with Alex Cooper from the Call Her Daddy podcast and did a two-part interview with her. The first one came out, the first part came out, and the second part was like delayed a few days because a lot of people said that Britney's team had sent a cease and desist asking for certain things to be removed from the podcast. And Alex Cooper, the host, said that wasn't true. But I kind of feel as though it was, because the second episode, the second part episode of it was no longer in like the setup that they originally had. It was via Zoom. Like a few weeks later. So it really is giving fraudulent vibes, but I digress. Back to what I was saying is that I feel like a lot of this story of what Jamie Lynn was saying, you have to look at it through the lenses that people say, whatever the phrase is. I can't even think of anything. I'm sorry. Just because she is, what, 10 years younger than Miss Britney Jean. Like, when Britney was at the height of her career, Jamie was like 6, 8 years old. And who vividly remembers some of the things that she was saying at that time? I don't know, like, just some of the things she was saying just did not add up to me. And she was like, this is my childhood. This is how I failed. I was like, one, like, you've got to work on your accent. Like, I really could not understand some of the things she was saying. I needed subtitles. Hate to say it. However, she was just like saying things that weren't her story to tell. She was talking about the song Every Time that Britney wrote in like 2003 or whatever, after the breakup with Justin, and saying how it was about Justin, how Justin was like a father figure to her, and how she was so sad when they broke up, and blah, 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 blah. I was like, why are you... A lot of the things she was saying was like very clickbaity, and it had nothing to do with her book. It had to do with Britney. And she was saying, a lot of her press after the interview came out was, I'm not talking about Britney. I'm talking about my life. But I need to stop doing the accent because it's going to irritate me. But nearly everything she was talking about was... Some of it was her life. It was very interesting to know that like her team, whenever she was pregnant on Zoe 101, that they like took her away to a farm and no one really saw her for that amount of time. And Britney didn't even know that she was pregnant until Britney saw the magazine cover. Like, some of the things were definitely her life and her story to tell, but a lot of it was just, when I was 6, Britney took me in a room and held a knife in there and said I wasn't safe, or she didn't feel safe, and a bunch of other stories that I'm like, I don't want to say I don't know if I believe it, but I feel like there's a lot of context that's being removed from the situation. And just saying how she has tried to help multiple times Britney get out of the conservatorship. I can never say this word, conservatorship. And she's tried to help Britney get out of it multiple times and sent her texts and like given her information for Jamie's lawyer that can try and help her out, or have her move to a different state so then her parents or whoever. Like, she was just saying a lot of things, and I'm like, I don't know if I necessarily believe that. And we also know that Britney didn't have full control over her life, and she didn't really have much control over her phone or her social media. And that's just from what I know. So her being like, well, I texted Britney this multiple times, but like, how do we know that's Britney's phone and Britney's number? And how do we know that the times between these texts, Britney had her phone or Britney saw these messages? You know, like, I just don't believe that. She also said that she has nothing to do with the trust or the will, and she's never gained any type of money from the situation, which I also don't know if I believe that true, even though she did show court documents about it. I don't know. I just feel like a lot of things she was saying, she was leaving out a lot of information, and it just didn't sit right with me. And then after the interview, I don't know if I'm giving a recap of something that literally happened 2 months ago, but I feel like some of you guys really didn't hear about it or listen to podcasts that talked about it afterwards. So that's what I'm here to do. That wasn't my best, but it's okay. It's late. Part two. So after this happened, Britney did a lot of her famous cryptic Instagram posts. I guess they're really not that cryptic anymore because they're like 5 pages on the notes app that she screenshots and like posts on Instagram saying, "You're a dirty whore." But you know what? I live for it sometimes, but other times I'm like, can you save this for the special that you're going to do with Oprah instead of all the emojis and the trains of thought that I can't really keep up with? Being an educated woman myself, I just can't keep up with it. But she was just saying how Jamie's lying and the knife story never happened and how she's never publicly said anything about the song Every Time and a bunch of other things that is going on. She just denied it and said the relationship that her mom and dad had was very toxic and she tried to pay to have her mom leave her dad because her dad was so horrible. Like, it's just a lot going on. And Britney also noted that her mother is one of the villains in the story and not to be trusted. There's just a lot going on with that family. Like, they all need a lot of deep therapy. And they all seem to have a lot of trauma in one way or the other. But obviously, Britney has more trauma. So it's just very unfortunate. But whenever this book comes out, hopefully it's going to, like, really be pieced together. And they're going to try to get some, like, lots of receipts and stuff to back up what she's saying, because the team that was around her could have forged a lot of things. And I don't believe it. I don't. But that's really all I have to say on the whole situation. I think when a lot more comes out, but I feel like a lot already came out. Whenever this alleged book comes out, or maybe she'll do an interview with someone. Oh, she's also working on a song or new music with The Weeknd and might be coming back to a show or something. I don't really know. But when all this like really comes out and Britney's fully properly speaking in a manner and tone that I can understand, I'll have to have our local resident John Thomas Stanford come on and just do a full deep dive with us, because he'll have all the information and be able to talk about it a lot more than I can. So I had one other note about Britney Jean. Oh, her photos on Instagram of her like fully naked with like the tiniest emojis covering her private parts have got to stop. Like, I'm glad she can have control over her social media now, but it's very worrisome. And I understand it to a degree because she's been on medication nearly her whole adult life. And that's probably like, and probably not the correct medication or correct dosage. So it's probably messed with her a lot and it's really stunted her in a lot of ways. So it's like very difficult to try to judge and like not laugh at some of the crazy things she posts. But it's also just like really sad to see that like nearly a 40-year-old woman is just kind of behaving in this way. That just seems very erratic. You know what I mean? Anywho. Okay. Before we get into our last story of the episode, two things like literally just, I won't say broke, but as I was about to end, it popped up on my feed. So Bella Hadid is on the cover of Vogue for April, and she's finally admitting to getting a nose job and said that she wished she would have kept her old nose because she thought she would have grown into it. And she said, and this is like the weirdest thing I think I've ever heard someone say, "I wish I had kept the nose of my ancestors." Like, just say you wish you would have kept your nose. Like, why are we adding in the ancestors in this? Like, it's, she's been on a weird, but very interesting journey the past year or two. Like, she's been a lot more open about her mental health and being less like composed, I guess, on social media. Like, it's making her a lot more likable and relatable for a model, you know? But she goes on to say that she was very insecure being like the quote unquote uglier sister, and she was very shy and whatever. But now there's a lot of backlash after this article came out because I don't know. I feel like Yolanda Hadid gets a lot of a lot of flack. Is that the word? Flack? Flack. There we go. Wow. I think she gets a lot of flack because, like, she is kind of psychotic. And if you've watched a little bit of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, like, she has some very interesting ways of communicating with her kids and used to manage them. And then the whole thing with her and Zayn. I was going to say Zayn Hadid. Zayn from, Malik. There we go. Zayn Malik from One Direction. That whole scuffle that they had. And, like, a lot of people took Zayn's side saying, like, well, she's crazy. She's psychotic. So, whatever. And maybe she is, but that doesn't condone violence. So, everyone needs to, like, get their minds together. But her and her ex-husband, Muhammad Hadid, obviously, are getting a lot of flack because why would you give a 14-year-old a nose job? Like, her nose was and she is, like, literally 10 pounds, and she always has been. Her nose was very prominent on her face, but she was also 14 years old. Like, we all look so completely different than when we were as a child. Like, we've grown into our features. You know, not everything needs to be a nose job at whatever age. But, you know, do what you want to do. Like, I'm waiting for her to now, like, come out about the rest of the work she's had done, because I think that would be a little bit more transparent and honest rather than just saying she had a nose job, because everyone else thinks she had, like, an eye lift, a jaw reconstruction, and a bunch of other things. And I just feel as though a lot of people who get work done should just say it. Side note, Nicki Minaj did, like, an interview with Joe Budden, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, or maybe I'm saying the first name wrong, whatever. And she was saying how a lot of comments from, like, male rappers, especially Lil Wayne, made her want to go get the enhancements in her butt that she has. Like, they're so insane. But she was saying how that really affected her, the comments that, like, were made to her, especially by, like, her team and her, like, people she looked up to in the business. So, one, like, if you want to get work done, get work done. Like, Lord knows, once I meet my rich husband, like, just staple my face back. Like, let's lift these boobs, because it's breaking my back, some would say, being this gorgeous. Get your work done and just be honest about it. Like, when you post a new photo with this new body, like, tag the doctor on whoever did what needed to be done. Let's just be honest and transparent about these things. But two, I also just think, like, can everyone just, like, as I'm saying, I'm going to get work done soon, can everyone just calm down at the same time? You know, it's really not that serious, but it's just sad. Anywho, let's move on to another quick story that just broke as well before we get into the last story. Tom and Katie from Vanderpump Rules have announced that they will be separating/getting divorced. And there's been, like, a little bit of talk about this for the past 2 weeks, like, they haven't been wearing their ring. They've been spending some separate time from each other. But they finally posted on each of their Instagrams, like, a very long screenshot. I'm not going to read it because it's just not that interesting for me to read, and it's long. But from what it's seeming like on the Instagram post, Katie was the one to end it, and Tom seems heartbroken about it. Now, if you don't know who these people are, it's probably because you don't watch Bravo and you don't have any self-respect, but, you know, we can deep dive into that later. However, if you've watched the show and seen their relationship, it's quite honestly the most depressing, toxic, heartbreaking relationship you've ever seen. And I'm surprised that they've lasted this long. They've been together for, I think it's 12 years. They met each other when they were, like, children. They just have never matched. Like, Katie was a lot more... she's grown into it, obviously, because they met when they were, like, in early college, like, early 20s. Katie always seemed a little bit more mature and just kind of had, like, a bit more of her head on her shoulders. And Tom was just there. Like, Tom cheated multiple times, and he's just, like, never stuck up for her and never seemed to, like, really give her any consideration or care. And yes, it's a TV show, and it could have been edited that way as well, but some of the things he said and some of the things she said as well, like, let's not get it wrong, she was psychotic as well in their earlier years, but just, like, the way their relationship was just horrific to watch. And so I'm glad that they're divorcing, because I think that's best for the both of them. I just don't think they're soulmates, if anyone believes in soulmates. I don't think I do. I don't know. We'll talk about that another time. We'll circle back to it, you guys. But I'm glad they're divorcing. I think it's going to be the best thing for the both of them. And from what I'm told, That's what I'm saying, told, like, I talked to them yesterday. I was listening to a podcast earlier today, and one of the guests on it was talking about the relationship of Tom and Katie, because she's really close to the whole Vanderpump Rules cast. And she said that, like, they're more than, like, mutual? Is that the word I'm looking for? Like, they're going to stay, like, really close friends. Like, they still hang out together. They still live together at the moment. Like, everything is good. They were at a part, like, a baby birthday party the other day, and were, like, really cordial and, like, whatever with each other. I do think it's going to be one of those relationships that they actually are going to stay friends and not just, like, pretending. And then in, like, 2 or 3 months, they're just going to be, like, talking about each other horribly. But I think it's absolutely for the best, you know? Okay, so let's get into the next story. We're going to move on to my favorite subject to talk about, my favorite group of people to speak about. And you already know who it is, because I don't think I've done one singular episode of Main Character Energy where I haven't spoken about at least one of these people. But we're going to do the quickest, but hopefully most in-depth, deep dive into the loves of my life, the Kardashians. Well, Kim at least. The rest of them, ugh, irrelevant. Where to begin? Like, honestly, there's so much and so many different storylines that have gone on in the past 3 months. Like, we started this year out with Kanye, like, declaring his love for Kim while he was still dating other people, being like, I'm gonna win her back, she's the love of my life, we're still married, I want us to be a family, to 3 months later him calling her practically a dead meat mother, and then how the nannies raise the kids. Like, we have gone so far left from how we started this year. It's just insane. But let's start with Kanye and Julia Fox. Even though it's kind of old news, it's just the funniest things. I don't know. What even is a muse? I mean, I wish on Safdie's muse. Ungot Joms. You know, things like that. Like, obsessed. I want a shirt that says that. And you know what? No, I don't. Because I would literally never wear it. Maybe to bed. Back on topic. They had this fake hot and heavy relationship for about 2 months, I would say. They met on New Year's and literally broke up, like, not even a month ago. And it was just the most PR fake relationship I've maybe ever seen in my life. Even more so than Nick and Priyanka and Shawn Mendes and the girl that he was with. That's the name I can't remember. Nope, it's not even coming to that. I'm trying to remember it. She did, like, a photo shoot for some magazine detailing, like, their first date and things like that. And it was the most cringeworthy thing I've seen in a very long time. And then she went on Call Her Daddy. Again, another Call Her Daddy moment. But she went on Call Her Daddy and kind of detailed their relationship and how she's his muse and how she's been in, like, she's been in the rap game for so long. How she's been in, like, the fashion game for a very long time. How she's been a fan of the Kardashians for a very long time. She used to have some of her clothing line in their store, Dash, like, years ago. So she's kind of been in this game for a while, but she's just been, like, low-key and undercover and somehow dating Kanye. He's just, like, brought all this to light. She used to be a dominatrix. She used to know Anna Delvey, which we're going to talk about a little later. They're just a very interesting grouping, but it never seemed like they were in love. They had butterflies. It just seemed like a beneficial relationship of two people together. One to get more fame, the other to try to make their ex jealous, but it didn't work because Kim is not bothered. So we're going to move on to Kanye. Now, Kanye has really taken a deep, deep, deep turn with me over the past 6-7 months, because I wanted to give him another chance. Like, whenever he was, what seems like he was on his medication, he was taking care of himself, he wasn't on social media, I could get behind that. I could get behind that Kanye. I was like, I'm seeing a change in him. Not that I really knew him before, obviously, but, like, he seems more together, he seems more lucid, if I may say. And these past 6 months, he really just seems, and I know the word I'm going to say can, I guess, be offensive since he is mentally unstable, but he just seems insane. Like, the social media posts, the way he's speaking about Kim and his children, the way he's speaking about, like, literally just random celebrities that have no skin in the game at all. It's just really uncomfortable. And I think I said this on the last episode, but anytime he's, like, very vocal on social media in this type of way, it's when he's about to have, like, another, I don't know if it's a nervous breakdown, but, like, a mental breakdown is the word I'm looking for. And, like, sadly and tragically, I'm just waiting for it to happen, because the videos and things he's posting, like, he posted a photo after he went on, like, a million rants on Instagram about Kim and the family and random people, DL Hugh, like, just random people. He posted, like, a, he got, like, a legal notepad or whatever and wrote, Kanye is writing this. This is not, my account isn't hacked. And a photo of just, of, oh my God, I can't speak. And a photo of him just holding it. And he posted that. Like, it's just so unstable. And I just feel so bad for Kim. I mean, I can't feel that bad for, well, I can. But people will say, I can't feel that bad for her. She's a billionaire. She's got people to take care of her kids. She'll be fine at the end of the day. She will. But I feel bad for her that her kids are going to have to see and deal with this for a very long time, with their dad being constantly unstable. Unstable. And, like, just the things he believes in his mind is just, like, very unfortunate. But he's gone on yet another rant about Kim and Pete. Kim and Pete have officially gone public. She posted a photo of them, like, a few days ago. And there were some screenshots of a conversation between Skeet, Pete and Kanye, of him saying, like, a quick gist of it was him saying, like, please stop disrespecting Kim and your family. Like, she's doing so much for you guys. Can we please sit down and talk? Like, please stop disrespecting us. Blah, 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 blah. That was pretty much the gist of it. And it seemed as though he has a tattoo of Kim's name on his body. And him and Keith, oh my God, him and Keith, him and Kim are, like, really going strong, which is just, like, the relationship I never knew that I was, like, low-key kind of obsessed with. And it's just sad. But Kanye is just losing his mind. Oh, and the second thing going on that's, like, just really triggering Kanye as well, among many things, is his daughter, North, who I think is, like, 11, maybe? I want to say she's, like, 11, being on TikTok. So I think everyone's seen some of the TikToks that they've created. Like, Kim created an account for her and North. It's literally called Kim and North. And the comments are turned off. I was going to say Penelope. That's Courtney's daughter. North can only be on it when, like, when Kim allows it. They make videos together. And it's just, like, random videos of either, like, North doing Kim's makeup, or they're, like, dressed up doing, like, mouthing the words to a song, or, like, little snippets of their home. Like, it's not anything insane. But Kanye is losing his absolute mind about it and taking to social media to, like, tell everyone that Kim's a bad mother. She shouldn't be allowing the children to be on social media, and he doesn't allow this, and blah, 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 how he's the priest of the home. Like, he's really just, he's on one. And the thing is, like, some of the things that Kanye is saying could have a little bit of merit, like, if he would just take some of these things privately and speak to Kim about it in, like, a normal way, rather than trying to make her seem like a bad mother or whatever. Like, it's understandable to not want your children on social media. I will say that it is, I think I said this on the last podcast as well, I do find it to be a little bit hypocritical now that the moment they're getting divorced, he won't allow the kids on social media. But the moment they were together, he didn't mind it at all. Like, they were on the show. They have been on his shows and his fashion shows. North sang a song. Like, I just find it to be very manipulative and very, just very toxic that the moment Kim wants to, like, be on her own, and she's doing everything very private and she's doing it in, like, the safest way for her kids, he's like, no, 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 I'm not going to allow this. And, like, some people would say that Kim should just give in and just, like, take the stuff off. But, like, the way he's going about it, he's just going to think he can do this every single time with anything that he wants to get away with and bully her into whatever he wants. And it's like, there's two parents. They both need to decide. It's not one person's view and that's it. Like, he needs to get on whatever medication that he needs to take to, like, level him and try to figure this out, because that's just going to be a really unfortunate situation for them for the next 18, 15 years, however old the kids are, until they're 18 and they can do what they please. Like, it's just unfortunate. But Kanye's losing it. He has a new album coming out, allegedly. I don't even know. I'm just, like, really exhausted of him. And it doesn't seem to be letting up. It's just, like, day after day, day by day, there's a new post by him, and it's exhausting. What else is going on in the Kardashian news? The new full trailer for the new Kardashian show was posted today, and it looks good. It looks good. They're getting into it. I believe Kim talks about Pete. Kourtney and Travis are on there talking about having a baby. Who else? Chloe's on there talking about Tristan and how he a hoe. What else is going on? Oh, Kylie has had her baby since I last spoke on this podcast. It's Wolf Jenner and Wolf, W-O-L-F. Oh my God, I really cannot, like, get my life together right now. Wolf Jenner and Stormy, baby, you look like mommy. I don't love the name, but I didn't like Stormy when I first heard it, and now I think it's the cutest name. So maybe Wolf will grow on me. Like, it probably won't. I don't love that name at all. I don't think it's very cute, but live your life, girl. Live your life. I'm trying to think of what else is going on in the Kardashian realm news. I think that's really it. Yeah. Okay. Wow. That was a lot that we just went over, you guys. That's my last story for this episode. However, I do have, like, 15 shows that I want to recap and go over with you guys. However, I think I'm going to save that for either, like, a bonus episode next week, or I'll add it to the next episode that comes out. I will be doing episodes once a month. I think that's just a safe bet, because I'm just going to be busy. I'm about to start the kickball league again. You guys know how I feel about my kickball league. Like, I'm obsessed. It's so fun now. I'm in a bar games, like, trivia league or whatever, and it's so much fun as well. And the weather in New York is getting gorgeous, like, gorgeous vibes. So I'm just going to say that episodes are going to be once a month, on Thursdays, of course. And if there happens to be a bonus episode, count yourself grateful. But by the next episode, please have watched the following shows, or just be prepared for spoilers. Euphoria Season 2, and Just Like That, Sex and the City, full season, Inventing Anna, How I Met Your Mother, The Great on Hulu, the full Season 2 of Cheer. I will be recapping Summer House and some of the Housewives, and I think there's going to be something else, but if there is, I will post it on the Instagram, okay? So I will be recapping all of those in depth, and a few of those, I have some really hot, possibly wildly offensive takes. Spoiler alert, it's going to be Euphoria. I've got some real big thoughts on it, and I think I'm in the absolute minority with these thoughts. What other shows am I watching right now? That's really it. There's nothing on these days. Oh, I'm trying to watch The Dropout and Abbott Elementary. So far, they're both good. And I think hopefully by next time an episode comes out, I will have watched the full season of Pam and Tommy, as long as there's no other penis scene that's talking to me, I'll be able to get through the full show. But I believe that's everything. It's been so lovely to be back gib-gabbing, jib-jabbering, kickle-cackling with you guys. I forget how much I absolutely adore doing these podcasts. It's just been so long. But I believe that's everything I have for you guys. Make sure to go like and subscribe. And I will be trying to post more on Instagram and shuffling up how I do some things. Hopefully I'll get some guests to come on and gibber with me. I might also do, because I've been getting some comments from people that they want to have, not comments, requests from people that they want to come on and just talk about some random things. So those will be considered bonus episodes because, like, they might not be good enough for it to be a full episode. You know, I don't want to give anyone too much credit. That's all I have for you guys. Goodbye, my dears.